Here we are.
I'm Ayin Chet Omer Aleph.
You remember the Gemara had suggested this Gzeirah Shava between Nedarim, between Hafarat Nedarim, Hatarat Nedarim, and
Shechita Michutz Le Shechnia Korban.
Right, the din of Shechut Echutz, that you're not allowed to Shecht Karbanos outside of the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. Two things that don't seem to have anything to do with each other. But based upon the phrase Zeh HaDavar, the Gemara wants to extrapolate dinim from one to the next. Do we need to review that beyond that? Yes? No?
What did you just say?
Do we need to review that beyond... So here, in the middle of the daf,
we had a second. Zereshav after that.
No, but the question was about Beit Shammai.
So
Amr Rav Sheish Lomar, Sheish Sheila Behekdesh. What do we learn from Nedarim to Shechut Echutz? That, just like there's Sheila, there's Hatara for Nedarim, so there is Hatara for Kodshim. You're Makdish something. Hekdesh is a kind of neder. Ah, so now we see the connection between the two.
Backseats.
So you can go to the Chacham, you can go to the Beit Din, and you can get Hatara.
Is this thing
That's something else. That's if you were Makdish one animal, can you transfer the Kedusha from that animal to a different animal? The way that we're, let's say, Hode, if you have fruits that are kadosh, that you have to bring to Yerushalayim for bikurim or for Maaser Sheni, but it's a schlep. It's hard enough. Oh goodness, great, welcome.
You need learners. So learner.
We all have to do tshuva.
Can I pour you some more? Yeah.
Oh, he discovered in his absence we've started drinking.
The sugar is going to increase in size geometrically.
What's the idea for? Is there a knas?
Yeah, not so much a knas, but a, but like the same thing with pidyon, Maaser Sheni. That you have, whatever it is, 5 barrels of Maaser Sheni apples in the Golan, and you have to go to Yerushalayim. So you have a pack to go away with your family for vacation? There's usually not room for 5 barrels of apples. So what can you do? You can transfer it. You transfer the Kedusha to money, and then with the money you buy Peirot in Yerushalayim, plus a Chomesh, a 20%, you said knas, but it's not a knas, not a punishment. You didn't do something wrong. A knas implies that you did something wrong.
Well, I thought we talked about the discouragement was a knas. He was discouraging even saying, I want this particular cow to be a korban, and then deciding, I really prefer something else. Maybe the pidyon is not ever a little different. But
in other words, the point is that you add a little something, that there's a cost of an overhead charge for doing this.
Something in place of,
like, that's why this is not like that. This is he wants backseas. He wants to say my fingers were crossed. So just like there's hatarah for all types of nedarim, right? There should be hatarah. You make a neder for whatever it is, you can go get hatarah's nedarim. So hekdesh is, to whatever degree hekdesh is a form of a neder, you can go and get Sheila. Sheila again is this nickname for Hatara. So that's what we learn. That in the Gzeirah Shavah, that's what we learn from Nedarim to Kodshim. But there's a problem. The Beit Shammai, the Omar, Ein Shela Behekdish. But Beit Shammai rejects the idea that there is such a thing. He says, no, Hekdish, it's true. Hekdish resembles a neder to a certain degree, but it is not identical with a neder. And one of the ways in which Hekdish is not identical to a neder is that there's no Hatarat or She'elat Hekdish. So if that's true, he's rejecting the Gzeir Shava. So, well, and that's either you have to say that he does something else with Gzeir Shava, or, in other words, Gzeir Shava is A, if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. But if suddenly we change the value of B, then that means A and C can no longer equal each other. So what does he do? Roshe hamatot dichti b'shchut echutz l'may hilchata. So how does he... If you have to substitute the variable. So the din of...
If he doesn't accept at all. He has to find something to do with that phrase?
Yeah, in other words, if it's a gezeira shava, it has to flow both ways. Right? So suddenly we don't learn from Nedarim to... So what does he do? How does he know about the Roshei Matot? Remember, in other words, by the Shchut Echutz, it said, Moshe, Aaron, V'chol, Zikne Yisrael, 1, 2, 3, that's how we learn that you have a Bezdin of 3 for... So
every Gzeir Shava, they have to find a pasuk one that applies to the other. I don't remember every time. If you have one case, you have to find one pasuk that applies to the other, and then backwards.
The Gemara is asking. It's not. But in other words, the Gemara asks the non Beit Shammai opinion.
It has something to do with that.
So it says A equals B, and then B equals A. So here, Beit Shammai has a problem because he doesn't hold from that deal. Right. So in which case does he, what does he do in the opposite direction? He says, no, enechinami, Beit Shammai, late lehu gzeira shava. He does not hold from this gzeira shava at all. So zeh hadavar beparshat nedarim. You see where we are?
Mm-hmm.
This is where we left off. Zeh hadavar beparshat nedarim, lemaiktiv. So according to Beit Shammai, that doesn't have the doesn't have the Gzeira Shava. In other words, our Gemara said, Zeh HaDavar is there to tell you, make the equation to Kodshim, to Shchut Echutz. So according to Beit Shammai, that rejects the Gzeira Shava altogether. So what does he do with Zeh HaDavar? Lomar, Chacham Matir Ve'ein Bal Matir. Bal Mefir Ve'ein Chacham Mefir. Zeh hadavar, that the words matter. That a husband is mefir, and a dayan or a betin is matir. And these are two different acts. And just like the Gemara had said when we opened, that each of them has their own language. If the husband says mutar lach, lo amar klum. And the Bezdin says, Mufarlach, lo amru klum. Zeh hadavar b'shchut echutz l'maiktiv.
This is the actual writer that they brought.
Right.
So why do you
read that? Hold on. No, that's how he reads it. Zeh hadavar b'shchut echutz. So why in shchut echutz does it say zeh hadavar? L'maiktiv, lomar, al hashchita chayav ve'ein chayav al hamalika. So here zeh hadavar means this is the thing that's usur and not the other thing. So what is it? So what's the din of shchut echutz?
But you can't do a regular shchita that's a shchita with a knife the korban outside of the way.
But what kind of shechita with a knife can you do outside the Beit HaMikdash?
Shechita for regular food.
What do we call that?
Chulin.
Chulin. In other words, if you want a hamburger, I just had a delicious hamburger for dinner. I hope that whoever processed that meat from cow to hamburger did shechita. The shechita that they did in the Schlachthaus was pachot or yoter identical to the shechita they did in Beit HaMikdash. So why is it also to do shechute chutz?
Only in the case of
kodshim. But you have two cows. One you're makdish, the other you leave as chula. The one that you were makdish, if you shecht it, even if you shecht it properly, with all the dinim of shechita, kosher l'mahadrin, but you do it outside the boundaries of Mishkan or Beit HaMikdash, you violated this issur of shechute chutz. Why? What's the nature of that issur?
Why is there an issue?
Well, what is the? What's the essence of the issue?
Not have a bamo. Not have the bamo. Everyone does it in the...
Well, in other words, even without a bama. There's a separate issue of bamot. There's a separate issue. I'm not makriv the animal bahuts. I shecht it bahuts and then I'll bring it up to Beit HaMikdash. Bamot is a separate issue. You set up a kind of, you know, like, you heard of breakaway shuls? It's like a breakaway mikdash.
No.
What did you say?
He never heard of a breakaway shul.
So here, it's saying that all of the acts that you do, this animal that you've already mocked, has to be done.
You're doing it out of bounds. Right? It's a separate isser. Maybe it's conceptually related to bamo,
Would this only hold this way if there is a Beit HaMikdash? Meaning, again, going back to the essence of, if you're trying to say this is for slaughter and there's no ability to slaughter properly,
right.
No.
There is an ability to slaughter, but there's not an ability to slaughter kodshim.
Yes.
So the question is, bizman hazeh, what's the nature of kodshim outside of Beit HaMikdash? And you can look up on the website of the Sanhedrin, the contemporary renewed Sanhedrin, and you know what they think you can do with Korban Pesach today, and etc. But in principle, there's no kodshim. But
I know.
How is it hektish?
This is why I'm.
It does, and we would say that the animal has to. It's a v'yistayev. It has to like run around until it gets a mum. But the point is that the act is the same. I have these two identical cows. One is hektish and one is chulin, and I shecht both of them. One I can make a hamburger. The other one I did this issur shchut chutz. So zeh hadavar tells you shchut chutz is usur when it's shchita, but not malika. What's malika? So in the Beit HaMikdash, you can't do malika to a cow. Malika is a din for birds, for a yonah or a tor. It would be brought as a korban. It was apparently a rather complicated thing to do. The kohanim would grow their thumbnail very long and sharp, and they would hold the bird in a way where it was like held this way with its wings held behind its wings and its legs held behind it, and with the thumb. The thumb served as the knife. That's called malika, to pinch off the head. And if it was, I think I'm getting this right, if it was an ola, the head would come all the way off, and if it was a chatat, the head would be severed but left on. Maybe I got that up backward, I don't remember. Right? And that's malika. If you do malika, you have a chicken. You want to make fried chicken. Can you do malika? Hmm. Why not?
Malika, I think it was only for birds.
Malika was only for kodshim in Beit HaMikdash. Now, if it was a chatat, the kohen could eat that pigeon.
Right.
We don't think of eating pigeons as being very appetizing because our associations with pigeons have to do with our with time spent in New York. But people ate pigeons and people ate doves and not so much anymore.
Passenger pigeon was like the main...
What?
The passenger pigeon.
Passenger pigeon was eaten out of existence, yes.
You're saying that they did Malika in the Beit HaMikdash and then the Kohen was able to eat bread.
But if you do Malika outside of Beit HaMikdash...
If you do Malika in Shulin,
it's Nevela. Malika is a special din in Kodshim. Shechita is identical for Kodshim and for Chulin, but Malika is only for Kodshim, and if you do it for Chulin, the food is treif. What? So that's not Shechut Echutz. Why? No, because he violated one of the dinim that had to be done in the Beit HaMikdash. But he's not over on Shechut Echutz because A, it's not Shechita, and B, anyway the thing is treif, he can't eat it. Right? Which is not true about Shechita on a behema or a chayah. So that's what he does with Zeh HaDavar for Shechut Echutz. Zeh HaDavar for Shechita, aval eino davar le Malika. El Beit Shammai lachshir shlosha hedyotot minalan. So where does, if Beit Shammai rejects the gzeira shava, where does he learn the din that hatarat nedarim can be done with three hedyotot, three regular folk? In other words, our gzeira shava, we learn that from what? Aaron, Vanav, Veroshe Matot. 1, 2, 3. So from that we learned that you can either have a Dayan Mumche, or you can have three Hedyotot. But Beit Shammai doesn't have the Gzeira Shava. So how does he know the din that Hatarat Nedarim and Betin can be done with three Hedyotot? Nafkaluhu Midrav Asi, Barnatan. He learns it out from the following brisa of Rav Asi Bar Natan. Now it's a little convoluted, so fasten your seatbelt and hold on tight. Dichtiv, Vayedaber Moshe et Moedei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. Moshe declared the festivals to the Bnei Yisrael. It's the line we use for Kiddush on Yom Tov. Vehatanya Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer Moadei Ne'emru Velo Ne'emra Shabbat Breshit Vaidaber Moshe Moadei Yisrael to exclude what? Shabbat. What does that mean? Ben Azai Omer Moadei Ne'emru. Hold on, let me turn this off. Moadei Ne'emru Velo Ne'emar Parshat Nedarim. Wait a second. Vayedaber Moshe et Moadei Yisrael Bnei Yisrael. Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. But what didn't he mention? No, so that's the first. First is Shabbos. The second is he didn't mention Nedarim. What? He also didn't mention Shatnez. He also didn't mention 612 other things. Rav Asi Bar Natan Kashile Ha Matnita Ata L'Nahardai L'Kam Eder Rav Sheshet. When he got to Nahardo and he got to Rav Sheshet, Velo Eshkache Ata Velo Eshkache, and he didn't find him. Ata Avatre Lemechoza, but when he got to Mechoza and he found him, Omar Le Moadei Hashem Ne'emru Velo Ne'emar Shabbat Breshit. Shabbat Breshit is just an expression meaning
Shabbat.
V'haktiv Shabbat Imahen. Well, what are you talking about? When it lists the Moadim, it actually does mention Shabbat. V'tu mo'adei Hashem nemru. V'lo nemru pashin adarim imahem. V'ha misitra k'tiva. Wait a second. Right, it's right there. Look at the Rashi. Vaha parashat nedarim, misitra k'tiva, but sad ota aparasha de Pinchas k'tiv parashat nedarim. What happens right after Pinchas? The next parasha is Matot. How does Matot open? The nedarim. So what do you mean he didn't mention nedarim? It's the next line. After Pinchas lists the Moadim.
That's the end of the...
And then it gets... And then it's, it says, what do you mean it's not mentioned? So Omer Lehachik Tane. Moadei Hashem. Tzrichim Kiddush Beitin. Shabbat Breshit. Ein Tzricha Kiddush Beitin. No. What does it mean when we say these things are not connected? I told you, it's rather convoluted.
Yeah, but I thought of something and I was right. The Pasuk of Ne'er Moshel is not from Pinchas.
Correct. So he's saying, like, it's like a Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. So he says, he mentioned the Yomim Tovim, Lav Dafka that Pasuk, but the concept of Moadim. Right? The concept of Moadim are separate from Shabbat. And the concept of Moadim are separate from Nidarim. And it's kind of like the opposite of a Gzeirah Shavah. Like Gzeirah Shavah, you have two things that don't necessarily at first blush have anything to do with each other. Except for there's a kind of linguistic wormhole that connects them. You know, it's a wormhole. There's two places in opposite ends of the universe. They seem to be very far apart. But really, since space-time is not three-dimensional, right? There's a shortcut. There's a, you know, like the secret passageway in Clue. You get from this corner to that corner. So that's what a Gzeirah Shavah is. These two things don't necessarily have anything to do with each other. Really, there's a wormhole that connects them. Zadavar, we can learn from one to the other.
I suspect the only person who ever in the world described a Gzeirah Shavah as a wormhole.
Oh, thank you very much.
I was, by the way, going to echo that. I've never heard the term linguistic wormhole, and I actually really like it.
So. Okay, I just coined that. So. All those years,
give you credit.
All those years of watching Star Trek have paid off. See Torah Umad at work.
Science,
what?
Madabiduni. It's science fiction.
Wormholes are not science fiction. They're used in science fiction, but in theoretical astrophysics, they exist. We have yet to encounter one, but until a few years ago, we had no solid evidence that there were any planets outside of our solar system. And now, there are billions of them.
But that's what science fiction is. No one says that it can't be true. It's just not.
Okay. We have no evidence of black holes either, I think. Is that true? Until very recently.
Black holes, no, we do now. No, we don't have the evidence of black hole. They just have a postulation, or they posture that because they can't see there, it must be the black hole because there's no light that escapes. But it's that kind of thing.
That's literally Lo Ra'inu Eino Raya. Or no, that's Lo Ra'inu becomes the Raya. You can't see the light escaping, so there must be a black hole there.
Theoretical physics.
Ben, just keep drinking, it all makes sense.
I'm not driving. You really don't want to bring it on.
So here, it's a kind of the opposite of Gzeirah Shavah. Right, Gzeirah Shavah, you have these two concepts that connect, you know, indirectly. Here, you have these two things, right? And because they're not connected, you want to say there's a nafkamina between them. This is mine. I have to give a shiur after this shiur. So, Moadei Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Beitin. What does that mean? Kiddush HaChodesh. You know, the holiday, unlike Shabbat. This is a famous word from Rabbi Soloveitchik. On Shabbat, what's Shabbat is Shabbat. How do you know when Shabbat is? You know when the last Shabbat was? Count to seven. This is the Gemara we learned in Shabbat. When was it? 3-4 years ago. Haholech b'midbar. What happens if you forgot when Shabbat is? What should you do? But in principle, besides that unfortunate fellow lost in the desert, principle Shabbat is Shabbat whether we observe it or not. Right? Now, there's a halach of Tosefet Shabbat, which we're not always makbid on, particularly in the winter, when bekoshi get to shul in time. But really, you have to get to shul in time. You have to daven mincha. We recently changed, a couple years ago, the schedule that we daven mincha a couple minutes earlier than we used to. In a lot of shuls, you daven mincha. By the time you're done saying Aleinu L'Shabbat by mincha, it's already Shabbat. Shkia has already come and gone. And it's also to do malacha at that point. So you did not, you were not mekabel Shabbat, you were not mosif miachol el HaKodesh. You also, we add at the beginning, we add at the end.
Unless they sing the song, they sing it all
now. No, they're all nechama. They sing that song, but if they don't, I don't know. I don't know what time they daven mincha. But if you can sing that song all night long, but if you didn't, but if you didn't start doing it before, there's a machlokas there's three sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. When are you mekabel Shabbat? You know, like you come in the summer, you come to the early minyan. Right? When you're done davening Marv, you go home, the sun hasn't set yet. Guys that are frumer than you are still doing malacha because it's not really Shabbat. You were mosif. You started Shabbat early. But at what point did you... So it's a machlokas. It's three shitot in the Shulchan Aruch. The first is from when you say the end of Lechadodi, when you turn around. The second is from when you say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, which makes a lot of sense because if you do an excavation an archaeological excavation on Kabbalat Shabbat, that's the bedrock. Right, all of those other things, the Mizmorim and the Chadodi, certainly are from the 16th century. But Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat was the original kernel of Kabbalat Shabbat. And the third sheet is from Baruch Hu. Right? So, according to the most machmir position, when you're davening L'chun Aranana, you can still do Malacha. If the sun has not yet set. Right? But if you have to be machmir, according to the most machmir opinion, the moment you turn around at Lechadodi, at that point you have to refrain from malacha. But lechol adeyot, at a regular, when you're davening at the regular time, by the time you get up to the Lechadodi, it's often past Seta Kochavim, let alone, depending upon who the chazan is, it's often past Seta Kochavim, let alone Shkiat HaChamah. Shabbat entered lechol adeyot long earlier. So you were not mekabel Shabbat. Mibaod yom. It was Shabbat came on it. Shabbat comes on its own with or without you. You should be mekayim the din of Tosefet Shabbat, which means that before sunset you should say Hare Kedushat Shabbat Alai. But I'm always careful to, like, you know, when I'm done with my Shmon Esrei for Mincha, or after Kedusha for Mincha, if I see what time it is. So if I see that Shki is in another minute, I say to myself, Hare Kedushat Shabbat Alai, so that I will have been Mekayim Tosefet Shabbat. In order to do that, you need to know what time Shki is, which is always...
Historically, that's one reason why Zayin Anan has Mincha earlier than Mishkan Sekora on Friday.
Like 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because you, back way, way back in the caravan, you complained about this, and we started Zayin Anan.
Right, okay. Right. Like, so I'm glad I had a positive hashpah on somebody else's shul, but not on my own. It also depends. I think Mincha is always rounded up or down to like the 5 minutes. Right, and if Mincha is at 5:32, we'll say it's at 5:30. And if it's 5:34, we'll say it's 5:35. So depending on whether we... What? Right, so usually 10 minutes after Adlakat Neirot, meaning that gives you 8 minutes until Shkia. And if you don't start exactly on time, there's no chance. And even if you do start exactly on time, there's no chance. So that's Shabbat. Yontif is different. Yontif is the same in the sense that the Isurim start at Shkia. But Yontif is not every 7 days. Right? Yontif is dependent on Bet Din. How is it dependent on Bet Din? Through Kiddush HaChodesh. Nowadays we have a permanent calendar, but in the times of the Sanhedrin, there was Kiddush HaChodesh. You understand how this works? I need to explain. Bet Din was Mekadesh HaChodesh, and by being Mekadesh HaChodesh, that determined when Yontif was going to fall. Now, obviously, you're talking about the difference of today or tomorrow. In other words, Rosh Chodesh, each month has either 29 or 30 days. If Bet Din does nothing, if it's a cloudy week and nobody sees the moon, so Rosh Chodesh doesn't become 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36 days, right? In other words, Rosh Chodesh is always either after the 29th or after the 30th day. But through the act of Kiddush HaChodesh, it can, and that's of course the famous Gemara about Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, and when's Yom Kippur going to be, and
that's not even talking about Yom Kippur, so we can entirely change the
right
calendar. In ways you can avoid the one day in that month.
Correct, and it's in terms of of Ibur Hashana. So Rabbi Soloveitchik famously said, that's the difference in the brachot. On Shabbat, in the Amidah, in the Kiddush, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbat. That Hashem is the source of the sanctity of the Shabbat. But on Yom Tov, what do we say? Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Which we don't say on Shabbat, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hashabbat. What does it mean, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim? That God sanctified the Jewish people, and through our involvement in the system of halakha, we then pass along the sanctity to the cycle of time that operates independently of the cycle of creation, which are the holidays. So that's what Agamara says. How is Yom Tov different from, how are the Moedim different than Shabbat? Vaydaber Moshe et Moedei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. Ah, Moedim velo Shabbat? Because Moedim require Kiddush. Moedim require Kiddush Betin. Tzrichim Kiddush Betin. Shabbat Bereshit ain't Tzrich Kiddush Betin. Is that because for certain purposes Shabbat is one of the holy days of the cycle of holy days, and in other ways it's set apart. Moadei Hashem tzrichin mumche, ve'ein parshat nedarim tzrichin mumche. Afilu beitim hediotot. Kiddush HaChodesh requires a Bet Din Mumche. But Hatarat Nedarim does not. Any three people can do Hatarat Nedarim. You've been depriving yourselves of peanuts all these many years. Three Yidden on Erev Rosh Hashanah can take care of it for you. Vaha b'parashat Nedarim Rosh HaMatot K'tiv Omer Rav Chisda V'tem Rav Yochanan B'yochid Mumche. Who were the Roshei Matot? They were Mumchim. Right? So just like the Mumchim there, so do the Mumchim here. Here, for Hatar Nedarim, you need a Bezdin of Hediotot. But if you have a Yochid Mumche, he can take care of it for you. He can take care of it for you also. Okay. You see the Rashi, Shabbat Breshit Ein Tzricha Kiddush? Now obviously we do make Kiddush on Shabbat. But that's not what it's talking about. That Shabbat does not require us to sanctify it, right? As opposed to Yantiv. Yantiv does require us to sanctify. How do we sanctify it? Here we're not talking about holding a cup of wine and reciting that text of the venture. It means Betin has to be involved, and that was the patent of the calendar, that the calendar kind of, the calendar contained all of the Kiddush Mirosh. In other words, the set calendar that was set up was invested with
authority of Betin. I like what Tosfos says even better than Rashi.
Where's Tosfos?
Ve'in Shabbat Be'Shit Tzichei Kiddush.
The Ran or the Tosfos?
The Tosfos.
Oh, you have that. What do you have in the Steinsaltz?
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't have that in front of me.
So it says, "Shein tzarich l'kadesh yom rishon l'kadesh b'shvivo Shabbat." And it was, that's the parallel. It's not about Shabbat and Kiddush. We have Kiddush. We do tachos, but he's saying, in order to have Pesach be in a, you know, on Yudal, on Yudal or Tevav, you have to have done Kiddush Chodesh for Nisan on the first of the month. The Kiddush is, he says, you don't have to be the Kaddish Yom Rishon in order for Shabbat to fall on
right.
The thing. That's
his Kad Shabbalel.
Right, so that I think is, you know, that's a stronger argument than saying that Shabbat itself doesn't need Kiddush, because we Dafka, there is Kiddush on Shabbat, just like there is Kiddush on the Chag, but it doesn't need a preparatory Kiddush in order to allow it to fall on that day.
Right, because it's every seventh day with or without us.
Right,
no,
the first day.
Because Kiddush of Chodesh, we don't actually. We're saying when Rosh Chodesh is,
right.
And from that we derive
right. Whether it's going to be next, it's going to be 2 weeks on Tuesday or 2 weeks on Wednesday. Right.
Right, but the Kiddush of the Chodesh is not of. It's not of Yantiv, it's the Kiddush of the Chodesh.
But that's the sine qua non for having.
Right, well, except they're tied together. Right. In other words,
but I think that's what made it even more clear, because we wouldn't normally think that Sunday would require a Kiddush,
right.
But that's the.
Right. Although there is an element, it's related, but it's not connected, there's an element of Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadsho that, which doesn't, we don't, it's not that we sanctify Shabbat on Sunday, but that our remembrance of Shabbat on Saturday is already fulfilled on Sunday morning. And that's the Machlokes Beis Beshamai.
Our remembrance,
how are you Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadsho? Well, I mean, the pshat might be that on Saturday morning you have an awareness that today is not like other days, and I'm not going to light fires or carry in Rishus Rabbim or weave my on my loom. But Chazal Darshan, what's so funny? Don't you ever weave on your loom?
Of course.
My kid just got one for Hanukkah, like one of those. Yeah. My daughter got one of those, you know, things that you make a loom. You know, you make those pot holders on, right? And like I'm looking, I know, like, you know, like there are all those words, batenirin and putse, all those. Like there's like a whole vocabulary connected to this little kid's toy with the yarn, which like you're supposed to remember for when you learn the Mishnayos and Shabbos. But which we don't encounter in any kind of way, the way we encounter Bishul or Borer or whatever it is. So Chazal say that on the days of, since the days of the week don't have names, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right? The days of the week are all just relative in their position to Shabbat. So we say Hayom Yom Rishon LaShabbos, Yer Yotze Zachor Yom HaShabbat, right? Because you are in anticipation of Shabbat. That's what it says. Yeah. So that's Zachor Yom HaShabbat. So Beit Shammai says, no, when you go to the Shuk and you see a tasty, you go to the Shuk on Sunday and you see a tasty cake or a nice piece of fish, so you buy it, so you should have it for Shabbat. But on Monday, you see a tastier piece of fish. So you eat Sunday's fish and you buy Monday's fish for Shabbat. On Tuesday, you go to the Shuk. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking about this fish on Sunday because they didn't have a refrigerator. But that idea that the whole week is kind of organized in preparation for Shabbat, right, is a way to be Mekayim. And Beis Hillel says you don't have to do that. Because you can have a little bitachon that when you get to the shuk on Thursday or Friday, Rami Levi's not going to run out. Adarabba, they stock up lekrat Shabbat. That's in the Zem. What's in the Zemer in in the Zemer. The Zemer it says, "Yeah, Kehilei Alulach Hashamay." That come kaddish fi. If only there was some kind of worldwide resource that we could access from our phones.
If only.
It's a zemer. It's before the kiddush. It appears in the benches before the kiddush. Sorry, I'm blanking on
it.
It does, but we used to sing it.
Yeah. What do you say earlier?
If the Zmiros are in the Siddur. Right at Kina Sudosa. Nobody's
I mean, have it words here. It's not really clear where it starts. It's a year at some.
No. Anyway, lo chashuv. It's zemer. It's a. But it says.
El harim esai naki elav l'loch hashamayim. Never seen it before.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah. What? That's it.
Yeah. So it's some sort of a year at some.
Is it right after
no, in the morning. Yirton, Elohai, Tarachat, Panay, Ksofanecha, Tishem, Zemun,
Tishem.
It says, Tfilot HaShabbat, Berechotea, Yirton, Lefanecha, and then, Yirton, Menuchati, Shalom, Yikati,
Yishlach malacho lefonai le'avoti le'evaya b'chos yeshuot esafonai. Kilev loch shamay elori mesoenai. What? Chay Hashem uvarach tzur. There you go. Chaya Hashem uvarach tzur. Yes. So my nafshi el Hashem yimolei sova. So my fill up my pantry with all the good things. El hehori meso enai kehilel velo chishamai. Right. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. In other words, you have to like look towards heaven. You want everything to work out the way it is. You want it to work out like Hillel. You have to have a little bitachon that Rabbi Levi won't run out of food, right? Instead of Shammai, who's like a little OCD, like on Sunday, you see, what, I better buy this. I better buy my challahs for Shabbos on so my father, you know, my parents are here. So like my father always says, like, you know, are you going out? Like if they're making like a Shabbos meal, he'll say, they were here once like in the snow. You know, like on those, like when it's a snow on Friday and they don't get any challahs in the stores and like people are like fishing old pitas out of the freezer for Lechem Mishnah. You know, like it happens every few years. So once they were here and we didn't have proper challahs. So my father like thinks like if you don't go out at 6:30 in the morning on Friday, you won't get a challah. You'll have to drive to Yerushalayim to get a challah or something. So he's got a little bit of, like, don't worry, if you get there at 11 o'clock in the morning, it's the chalas. So, but that's that idea of the anticipation for Shabbat. But it's not the same. You're correct. Tosfot is correct. It's not the same as a kiddush, as any act on Sunday or Monday affects when Shabbat would be. All right, so we'll pause there. We'll continue on Ayin Chet Omud Beis next week.